Lost and Found by Jen Brubaker. The public rarely noticed the ground beneath their feet, and thank God for that. It was awful. A laminated sheet of cream-colored plastic stained brown along the regular routes. Each person in the airport was a stranger who was hoping like hell to be anywhere else as soon as possible, but together they were an army of Nikes, Oxford, and Jimmy Choos that never stopped. The crud they dragged in from the street and out of the plane smeared off their soles onto the floor. But this wasn't the part of their debris Ashley Gardner was interested in, even though it was the part she spent the most time with, using mop and bucket, working the skin off her hands. It was the skin cells that fascinated Ashley, skin cells dropped by the billion. She had heard that the average person lost 2 million every hour, so even if your layover was only the run from one gate to another, you left a part of yourself behind on the food court floor and between the fibers of the gray carpet that soaked it all up beneath the waiting room chairs. Not to mention the hair, about 100 strands lost a day, so at least a few while you dragged your carry-on bag with its wonky wheels into the bar. You might not remember the weather that flickered through the thick windows, or what flavor muffin you choked down while you waited to board, but the airport remembered you. It kept you, at least a bit of you, turning to dust beneath the feet of new strangers. Even if Ashley spent the rest of her life sweeping up, she'd never catch every cell, and she'd spent long enough. Ever since she'd given up on high school, almost 3 years as an airport janitor meant over 2 trillion skin cells lost and 100,000 hairs. There was more of her in this impersonal building than in the apartment she called home. Ashley would have missed the ring if the woman hadn't looked at her so desperately. There was trouble at the check-in desks, and the food court had exploded with angry travelers who weren't hungry so much as empty, unsatisfied, and stuck where they had only meant to pause. Ashley had been ambushed. One moment she was sweeping cells in a lonely corner, and the next she was pushing through a hostile crowd, bumping shoulders with suit jackets and Hawaiian print blouses. The woman was almost in line. It was difficult to tell where the queue was with all the trudging and shoving going on, but she was near Hello Sushi and infuriating someone behind her. The woman looked Ashley in the eye, and a current flashed between them. Recognition on the woman's part, panic for Ashley. Duck your head and dodge right. Ashley followed through with a thought and slipped past the line to the other side of the chaos where the woman couldn't follow. She was sure she didn't know her. She should have been content with that, but the flash of desperate recognition was blazing in her mind. She neared the wall and nudged herself and her broom forward, using a long-handled dustpan to clear the way for her feet. The strangers let her go by. She was at the edge of the food court, beside the staff entrance to the back of the restaurants, when she heard the clunk of metal against the inside of the pan. She leaned and saw a glint among the skin cells and hair she collected through the building. She reached thumb and finger into the mess without any squeamishness, grasped the ring, and brought it near her face. For a moment she focused only on its interior edge, the long gold curve where the remains of whoever had worn it last must be stuck, holding their evidence. Then she turned it and examined its scruffy sheen. It was a plain band and had been worn for some time. Ashley was small, sometimes mistaken for a child, and the ring slipped easily onto her thumb. She couldn't tell if it was a woman's or a man's. She'd never worn a ring like this herself. That was the beginning of Lost and Found, which is my debut story for Chinese Whisperings. If you'd like to hear the rest of it, or rather read the rest of it, you can find the Yin book for sale at ChineseWhisperings.com.